iPhone maker Apple has agreed to pay 10 years of back taxes to France. It's the latest US company to strike a deal with France, which has led a push through the European Union for higher taxes on technology giants. DW Business correspondent Andreas Becker is here. Hello, Andreas.
Hi, Keith.
So how much are we talking about here?
Well, the exact figure has not been announced, but French media have reported a sum of 500 million euros for the past 10 years, which translates into about 570 million US dollars.
A lot of money.
Apple said in a statement what they always say in these kind of cases, that they know how important taxes are, that they pay taxes in all the countries where they operate, and that they follow the laws.
Now, France has been talking about introducing a tax targeting the big US technology companies known as the GAFA companies, Google, Apple, Facebook and Amazon, GAFA. Now, that was due to be in place from the start of this year. What's the latest with that?
Well, the bill will be put to Parliament this month. And once it's passed, the law will be retroactive to January. And it would affect companies with global sales of more than 750 million euros and 25 million euros in France. And France hopes to earn an additional 500 million this year.
Okay. And it's not just France, from what I understand.
No. I mean, the logical thing to do would be an EU-wide legislation. The problem is, all 27 members, if you don't count the Brits, have to agree on it. And some countries are strictly opposed. Ireland, for example, Luxembourg, but also Denmark and Sweden, they've attracted major investments from GAFA companies and they are afraid they might lose out. Mm-hmm. And Germany was not particularly helpful in pushing for an EU-wide digital tax. The Germans fear retaliation by the US government mm-hmm. in form of higher tariffs on their cars. So the whole issue has been referred to the International Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and they hope to reach some agreement, maybe sometime next year. In the meantime, some countries push ahead with a national tax. France, we just talked about it. But Spain, Austria and Italy, they also toy with the same idea.
Okay, so countries like Ireland, their corporate tax rate is really, really low. So they attract a lot of huge US tech companies.
And they use the different tax tricks. Mainly they route their income through low-income nations such as Ireland and Luxembourg, where the tax rate is much lower. And then they declare their profits there. But it was worse a few years back. In 2014, for example, according to the EU Commission, Apple paid an effective corporate tax rate in Ireland of, listen, 0.005% on profits, which translates into 50 euros for every million euros in profits. The practice has since been declared illegal and it has been changed. But one thing says it all. Ireland had to be forced to ask the money back. They didn't really want it. They much prefer their status of being Apple's darling because of their low taxes. And that brings also enough money for them and also jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Andreas Becker, DW Business correspondent, thanks for coming on Inside Europe.
You're welcome.